for the white fiend. But now for the barbs. Thou must make them thyself, man. Here are my razors, the best of steel. Here, and make the barbs sharp as the needle-sleet of the icy sea.
For a moment the old blacksmith eyed the razors as though he would fain not use them.
Take them, man. I have no need for them, for I now neither shave, sup, nor pray till... But here, to work!
Fashioned at last into an arrowy shape, and welded by Perth to the shank, the steel soon pointed the end of the iron, and as the blacksmith was about giving the barbs their final heat prior to tempering them, he cried to Ahab to place the water cask near.
No, no, no water for that. I want it of the true death temper. Ahoy there! Tashtego! Queequeg! Dagoo! What say ye, pagans? Will you give me as much blood as will cover this barb?
Holding it high up. A cluster of dark nods replied, yes. Three punctures were made in the heathen flesh, and the white whale's barbs were then tempered.
Ego non baptizo te in nomine patris, sed in nomine diaboli!
Deliriously howled Ahab, as the malignant iron scorchingly devoured the baptismal blood.